West. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden in New Mexico for part of today, lending his hand to the governor's race.
President Biden headed west to New Mexico, where a governor's seat hangs in the balance.
Tell you what, that governor, she's something else, isn't she?
He said Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has fought hard for her state. In her remarks, she says she's running because things aren't perfect in her state just yet.
You have all of us thinking about tomorrow and the future and building together.
Governor Lujan Grisham is facing former TV meteorologist Mark Ronchetti, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
At an earlier stop, the president talked student loan forgiveness.
Dr. Caitlin Bernard is suing Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita. She's accusing him of sending her subpoenas for confidential medical records and investigating her based on frivolous consumer complaints, often filed by people who haven't even been her patients. Her suit says he's ignoring state law and failing to determine if any of these complaints have merit before proceeding. Bernard got national attention after performing an abortion on the 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio this year, who traveled to Indiana due to a fetal heartbeat law in effect in Ohio. That law has since been temporarily blocked.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reporting about a doctor in Indianapolis who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. She was suing Indiana's attorney general. The Brooklyn Nets have suspended Kyrie Irving for at least 5 games without pay over harmful impact of his conduct relating to anti-Semitic comments that he made. On Wall Street, stocks slipped a day after the Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate. The Dow lost 146 points, the Nasdaq off 181, the S&P minus 39 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 6-year-old boy in Michigan has died amid a surge in RSV hospitalizations.
The Michigan State Department of Health reports a 6-year-old boy from Macomb County died from RSV, a respiratory virus that's more threatening to children, as health officials warn anyone experiencing cold symptoms to limit their contact around children, especially those who are immunocompromised. Kids under 4 represent the largest group of patients visiting hospitals in Michigan due to RSV. Cases the CDC says are peaking earlier this year, also amid shortages of medicine like amoxicillin needed to treat bacterial infections. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention softening guidelines for U.S. doctors prescribing oxycodone and other opioids. The CDC no longer suggests trying to limit opioid treatment for acute pain to 3 days and is dropping the specific recommendation that doctors avoid increasing dosage to a level equivalent to 90 milligrams of morphine per day. Opioids can be addictive even when used under doctor's orders and were identified as a big reason for a rise in U.S. drug overdoses that began more than 2 decades ago. Walmart has introduced a new strategy for consumers to choose their store over competitors during this holiday season.
Walmart is calling its sale this year's Thanksgiving meal at last year's price. Walmart is promising a selection of the items people want at the prices they need during a time when American families need it most. Its list includes turkey, ham, potatoes, and stuffing, freshly made pumpkin pie, and ready-to-eat items. The retailer says it's been working with suppliers freezers for months to ensure a strong supply for all the holiday mealtime essentials.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.